Is this thing on for a third time? All right, you two get to be the first episode of our new season of Thank You for Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. How are you feeling?
Good.
You're both feeling good?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm feeling good too. How are you feeling, Ms. Robertson?
I feel great. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we haven't had this unit in a while, but we're finally getting to record. And I was wondering, what were some things you remember and loved about this first unit?
Probably when we had to research our parts, it took a long time, but it was really fun. Like when we did the VR thing for the parks, that was fun.
So I know, like, we couldn't actually take you to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
No. But we could kind of feel like we were there, right?
Yeah.
Leia, what did you like about the first
year? I liked when we got to decorate the flags.
Oh, for your park?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was a good time. All right, here we go. Welcome back to our podcast, Park Listeners. My name is Ms. Fergali, fourth grade teacher in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so excited to be recording a new season of our podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. This season, we're back with a couple new additions, one of whom is a new teacher, Mrs. Robertson. Welcome to you, Miss Robertson.
Hi.
We are so excited she is here. We've been off to a wonderful year. We finished our first unit, and so now it's a chance for our awesome fourth grade students to share what they've learned about the National Park Service. So this year, we'll feature different parks and different awesome kiddos. And speaking of those awesome kiddos, let's hear from two of them now. Say good morning, awesome kiddos.
Good morning, awesome kiddos.
Now, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves first.
My name is Lulu.
My name is Leia.
And let's hear. What is the name of the park you've been researching?
Yellowstone.
Oh my gosh, Yellowstone. That is awesome. And I am so excited to learn all about your park and for you to share with our audience. So let's get to it. When and how was your park founded?
It was founded March 1st in 1872 by Congress.
Awesome.
And where is your park located?
Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana.
Ooh, I like a park that spans in different states. All right, what kinds of plants are found at your park?
There's actually really crazy ones, and some of them are the western Corla root orchard, blanket flower, hooded ladies, and tresses.
And what kind of animals are found at your park?
Bison, bears, wolves, elk, and deer.
I think that's pretty cool. I might be a little bit cautious if I was at Yellowstone right now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What are some natural features of your park?
We have lots of geysers. The most famous one is Old Faithful, and there's lots of waterfalls and many rivers.
Beautiful.
And what is the weather and climate of your park?
In November, in 17 days, they get snow.
Oh, they get snow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Would you like to be there with the snow?
Yes. Okay. Except for I would not want to get eaten by a bear.
Yeah, for sure. Same.
I don't know if bears eat people, though.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't think we just keep our distance, right?
Yeah.
Plus,
sure. They hibernate in the winter.
That's true.
All right. What are some problems, unfortunately, that have been happening at your park?
There's actually lots of rising temperatures. We have bad precipitation patterns, and some people think that this is bad fires, but others don't.
I remember that day we talked about the pros and the cons of the wildfires, right? Yeah.
And how long would it take for you to get there from Roswell?
To drive, it would take 1 day and 4 hours. And if you were flying on a plane, it would take 17 hours and 7 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a long time. Is there any, like, if I was planning a trip there, okay, because some of our listeners might be planning trips there, What could you share as some tourist information? Like, what might be some fun things to do if you went?
Definitely go hiking, because there's a lot of hiking trails. And when you go hiking, you can see, like, a wide span of the park, and it's very beautiful. And also, a lot of people say that you should set up picnics for lunch. Because sometimes the people who are there, they go in the middle of the field, and they get to see bison while they're picnicking.
Love it.
And why would someone want to go visit your park?
Because there's like different types of animals that you could see, and also there's geysers in the mountains.
Awesome. All right, so as a wrap it up, I'm gonna let each of you share one more fact or a question, something else you think is important for us to know about Yellowstone. You wanna go first, Leah?
No.
Okay, Lulu, you can go first.
What I thought was really interesting when I was researching this park Yellowstone was that when I was researching it, I found out in the early 1900s that there was lots of poaching actually for beavers, because their pelts or their body skins and their tails were demanded lots.
That's an interesting fact. All right, Leah. That's okay. Would you like to go visit there?
Yes.
You would like to? Okay, so summertime trip for Leia. All right, well, I want to thank you guys for being on the podcast and going first and being so brave. I think they did an awesome job. What do you think, Ms. Robertson?
I give them two thumbs up.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome weekend and take care. Say bye, girls.
Bye.